Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in with me and the rest of Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. We are so glad to have this time to share with you about the goodness of the Lord. I am so excited about what God is doing in my life. God has showed me a true meaning of when he put a shift in the spirit realm. A lot of times we don't understand what that means, but if we just stay focused and depend on God and stay in his presence, he will show you what it means to be in the place of being in the shift in the spirit. So I want to say to you, my name is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I'm your host for tonight. And I'm communicating with the prophet via messenger to make sure that he will be on the line tonight. And he says he's getting ready. For you all that know or don't know, the prophet works nights. And we have to be, you know, prepared for sometime a little delay. Delay don't mean deny, because the word of God is going to come forth. God is going to get his victory. God is going to get his glory. And God is going to get his praise, because we as his people, we do all of the above. We give God the victory because he gives us the victory. What I mean by we give him the victory, because we always acknowledge that without him in our life, we can do nothing. We won't accomplish anything, because we have this song we used to sing back in the day that says, "Victory is mine." Ah, I know a lot of you all know that song that says, "Victory is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind, because victory today is mine." I just wanted to share that with you. We give God the glory, because once we know that when God wakes us up in the morning and he gives us the breath of life for that day, and we're in our right minds and we can move around and do what he has appointed us to do, we give God the glory. We also give God the praise, because we know that he inhabits the praise of his people, but that's our duty. That's our honor, and that's our purpose, is to give God his praise. If I couldn't do anything else, long as I can praise God, I am okay with that. Because after everything is said and done, one thing I do know is I got to give God the praise. I praise him when I wake up. I praise him when I go through my day. I praise him when I go to sleep. Because how many of us know someone, or we know that somebody may not wake up out their sleep? And that's just a reason right there to give God the praise, because he is our provider. Provides us with liberty. He provides us with ability. He provides us with love and everything that goes along in the middle. Because if I didn't have God's love, I don't know what I would do. I don't know where I would be. Because one thing I do know, God is good. Good, 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 good. Camel Soup didn't say that first. They didn't say it first, and they didn't mean it first. But we first heard years ago from our ancestors, our parents, that God is good. I'm going to see if the man of God is on the line yet. If he's not, we're going to keep giving God the praise and the glory. We're going to keep giving praise reports of why we praise God until he's ready. Man of God, Prophet Thomas, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, I am going to hand it over to you. Are you doing Facebook Live?
No, ma'am, I'm not today.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it to you so you could just Have your way and let God use you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being on tonight. Forgive me for my lateness. Work schedule's been a little hectic lately. But nonetheless, we thank God for being God. He's awesome. And he continues to remind us that whatever he does it well. Amen. So we're excited to know that God is still in control. Want to get right to it tonight. Multiple reasons. We want to make sure we get in time. Also, I've got to be back at work in about, take about 45 minutes or so. But I wanted to, there's a Lord shared with me earlier today, and I want to share with you real quick. Let's go to the Word. Father, we just give you praise and we give you honor and we give you just all the praise, Father, because you've been so awesome to us, because you've been so consistent, and because you have always made ways out for us. We give you our lives, we give you our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits. Father, let the Word resonate in our hearts and our spirits tonight, Father, in a way that will cause us to be productive in every aspect of our lives. You arise and let your enemies be scattered, because your words are light unto our feet and lamp unto our path, Father. So we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen. Real quickly, Genesis chapter 12 is what we want to look at. Verse number 1, we'll start at. Since now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless him that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. I will stop right there, and I just want to talk tonight that God's changing my environment. God's changing my environment. Verse 4 says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Real quickly, I want to point out very quickly, as the Bible says, that Abram was 75 years old. Your age does not matter. Sometimes the older we are, sometimes the more set we get in our ways. It then becomes difficult for us to then shift and to adjust as God would have us to do, simply because we've gotten accustomed to doing things a particular way. And so it's hard for us to say, okay, Lord, I hear you talking in a new realm, and so then I'll make that necessary adjustment. We have the tendency to sometimes say, I've been doing this for this long, and this is what I'm used to. We as people tend to look for what is comfort and not always what is God. Somehow or another, we made the assumption that somewhere along the lines, God stopped talking at a certain age, and that God wouldn't have you to change after a certain age, because you got your assignment, and once you got your assignment, God's not changing what you're doing no more. Oh, man, I might have to go on Facebook Live anyway, because I think somebody needs to hear this. We've gotten to a place where we don't make the necessary adjustments, because we feel like that once we get set in comfort, then we don't have to make any adjustments anymore. We got it all under control. we've got an understanding of what God is saying. We've got an understanding of what God wants us to do for the rest of our lives from this point on. So then we stop making adjustments. So then we stop doing certain things, and we stop achieving goals. We stop. Matter of fact, for some of us, after a certain age, we stop setting goals altogether. We feel like we've arrived. We got it understood. I got a coast now, and now it's just time for me to get a house in the suburbs and a picket fence and a little dog named Choo Choo, and we're good to go. And nothing else at that point is then required of me, because after a certain age, I don't have to worry about things of that nature. We're missing the opportunity of God in our lives simply because, not because we can't do it, but somewhere along the line, we stop believing God for change after a certain age. Somewhere along the line, after some point, we stop expecting God to shift us. Here it is, a clear understanding that at 75, y'all give me a minute. I'm going to log on to Facebook Live. I wasn't going to do that, but I feel a shift happening. Thank you, Lord. I feel a shift happening as of right now. At a particular conjunction, we have gotten so comfortable and so set in our feet. And that's why change is so hard for a lot of us. Change is extremely hard for a lot of us because we've gotten set in our ways. We got it down pat. We got our routine down. We get our coffee at a certain time. We get our coffee at a certain time. We go to a certain particular store. And anything else outside of that is ridiculous, because we got our store. We got it together. We got our certain ways. We got our certain ways that we like things, and we don't want anything pulling us out of our routine. Nothing to pull us out of what our levels of comfort. Forgetting that one of the biggest issues with the Israelites and promise was routine and comfort. I probably ain't finna get very many amens up and do that. They had even, because guess what? They had built a routine in slavery. They had built a routine in the transition of promise. Ooh, man. Talk, young man. They had built a routine in the transition. They had gotten used to praying for God to change things. They had gotten used to just simply complaining about what was, and not used at all to what was being different. That's how we become, some of us. We pray for God to change things, and that's we're fervent in those prayers. And then when God brings something different, we tend to shun it because we don't know it, because we don't trust it. We don't know it. We don't trust it. We're not used to it. We're immediately skeptical of anything different.
Amen.
Immediately skeptical. And so therefore we treat things that are differently as if they're a plague.
Mm.
we treat things differently as if they're a plague. Good evening tonight. As we're logging onto Facebook Live, we're also doing Blog Talk. Forgive us for the lateness of the hour. We weren't going to do Facebook Live tonight. We were only going to do Blog Talk. But we wanted to share this with you as well. And those of us who are already on Blog Talk, we're also on Facebook Live. So tonight we're talking from Genesis chapter 12. When God tells Abram to leave his country, and so many times we've stated that we, the Bible says that Abram is 75 years old, 70 and 5. I don't know about y'all, but at the age of 40, sometimes change is hard for me. As I find myself in this season dealing with a lot of change, in this current season that I'm in, dealing with change in magnitudes that I cannot even begin to fathom. I mean, a lot of change is happening for me now. And in those changes, I also have to be aware of the fact that I have developed habits. I have developed emotions. I have developed routines. I have developed comforts that look like my yesterday. And I've got to be careful that I do not cultivate things that make my yesterday comfortable in my life. See, sometimes we've got to be careful simply because we're not cultivating the promise of God. We are making, we're making yesterday comfortable. Blessings, Evangelist Margot. We are doing things that causes our yesterday to be comfortable in our lives. Because sometimes you have to, when the Bible says to crucify your flesh daily, that means there is something in you that has to die daily. And for some of us, we think that simply means, oh, don't sin. But for some of us, the biggest problem is that we get comfortable. And your flesh doesn't like to be challenged. Oh, my, I'm messing up real bad. I'm going to mess up real bad. Your flesh doesn't like to be challenged. You don't like to do new things. You want to do the new things that you want to do. And those things are not challenging. Those are desires. You want to go new places. You want to meet new people. But in those things, those are your desires. You want to keep your comfort and keep your routine and then just add something to your routine. And God is saying, I'm not trying to keep the regime of yesterday comfortable in your life. I'm asking you to shift who you are to become who I said you're going to be. Help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Asking you to be willing enough, hallelujah, to shift your identity. Are you willing, at the age that you are, 40, 50, 60, he asked Abram at 75, are you willing to have an identity change at your age? Are you willing? Are you willing to become a completely different person? Are you willing to have your DNA changed? He tells him at 75 years old, because once again, we get to a certain place, and at a certain age, we don't like to change. We don't want to shift. We think we got a thumb right exactly what we should be doing and how we should be functioning and what should be going in our lives, and we don't need change. We don't need anything different to happen in our lives because we've got it under control, and we would dare to rebuke even things that would call us to shift who we are. Actually, godly rebuke, anything that asks you to change who you are at this particular stage in your life. And sometimes the only way that we are willing to change is if our hand is forced. Oh, man. I'm so glad I ain't got to raise an offering tonight, because some of y'all ain't going to like it. Sometimes the only way that we will willingly do what it is that God has asked us to do is if he forces us to do it. Because we so willingly reject change. And once again, the biggest problem with the Israelites is that they did not want change. They wanted different, but they did not want change. They wanted God to deliver them right in the land of Egypt. I don't want to change my routine. I don't want to change where I am. I don't want to change what I know. I don't want to change who I am. I don't want to change my surroundings. I like what I see. I just don't like what I'm getting. And sometimes in order to get what you need, you've got to shift and change where you are. And guess what? Sometimes changing where you are requires a level of uncomfort. I don't know who all this is for tonight, but I know God woke me up out of my sleep. I'm telling you to tell some, thank you, Lord, to tell somebody, I am shifting your environment. I'm shifting the things around you, because sometimes the things around you will choke promise out of you. He tells Abram to leave his father's country, not his city, not his state, not his neighborhood, his zip code. He tells the man, leave your country. Your country is not only where you are. Your country is your culture. Your country is your way of life. Your country is your conversation. It is your language. I'm asking you to leave the thing that taught you how to talk. Leave the thing that made you who you are, things that made your habits, things that made your routine, things that made you comfortable. The very core of you comes from your culture. That's it, Evangelist McCoy. I want better without charge. I preached a message years ago, change ain't cheap. It's challenging us tonight that if we really want what we say we want, we have got to go and do something different. It is absolutely imperative that you be willing to do something that's going to hurt. To do something that's going to cause us to be uncomfortable in our routine. Let me move on. Now, y'all don't like me tonight. He says, get thee from thy kindred. Get thee from thy kindred. In other words, get away from them people who know you the best. Uh-oh. Gonna mess up right there. Gonna mess up right there. Get away from them people who have developed, who already have an idea of who you are and where you come from. Get away from those people who know your childhood nickname. Uh-oh. Get away from them people who know you when you were in diapers. Because sometimes those are the most dangerous Those are the most dangerous people in our lives because they have become comfortable. The word kindred by definition says one's family and relations. Another definition says similar in kind. Unfortunately, sometimes you've got to get away from people who think like you. Woo! I'm finna mess up right here. You've got to get away from people who think like you are where you are, because if you don't, you'll never change where you are. You're asking people who are where you are if where you are is okay, and of course they're going to say yes because they're there. They think just like you. Because if they say no, that where y'all are is not okay, then it also means they have to be challenging where they are as well. Sometimes like-minded people is a bad thing for some of us, because like-minded people won't tell you, no, we need to get up from here because this ain't the promise. This is just transition. because we've developed comforts in transition. We've crossed our legs in the pit, and we never make it to the palace. We've given up in the prison, and we never make it to the palace. We've gotten comfortable with the coat of many colors. And we need to be challenged at 30, 40, 50, 60, this many years in ministry. Yes, you're saved, you're sanctified, you have a mind to run on, see what the end's going to be. But when was the last time you were challenged with something other than not lying, not smoking, not drinking, not committing a fornication or adultery? When was the last time God challenged your way of life, or you allow God to challenge your way of life? Listen, I promise you, I'm almost done. Kendrick, by definition, says having the same belief, attitude, feeling. Sometimes some of us can't get beyond where we are because everybody around us likes what we like. We got a bunch of people around, like the girl off Coming to America, the first movie, whatever you like. And so therefore, we don't have anybody around us saying, no, that's not it. No, you can do better than that. No, try something better. Go back to the drawing board. You need something in your life that tells you, no, that ain't it. God's got better. God's got bigger. God's got stronger. God's got wiser. Don't get comfortable there. No, you did that yesterday. You've been doing that for a long time. You've been doing that the same way for 30 or 40 years. Try something different. Go another way. Get your coffee another time. Eat something different. Try something else. Go here. Go there. Go get your passport. Go somewhere besides Atlanta and Mississippi and Memphis and Tennessee. And go out the country. Go to Dubai. Go to China. Do something different. Remind yourself that God is not done with me yet. My God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Remind yourself that God has not told me it's finished. I don't care how old you are. I don't care where you are. I don't care what your economic status is. God got better. I don't care how long you've been doing that. I don't care what your mama did, what your daddy did, what your sister did, what your brother did, what your cousin attempted. God got better. A few months back, a friend of mine told me, She said, Twan, be careful in this season as you find yourself transitioning that you don't begin to reach out for low-hanging fruit. And at first I was offended. I was offended, Margot. I was offended by that statement. And I started recognizing sometimes that low-hanging fruit are things that are comfortable for us, things that we want different, but sometimes that different that we're reaching for does not present a challenge. It does not cause you to look at yourself. It does not cause you to do things different. It does not cause you to change your routine. So you go for what's easiest. I hear you, Holy Ghost. God's got continental change for us. My God, today, I'm going to say it again. God's got continental change for us. My. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Continental change for us. God's got that kind of change you got to get a passport to get to. My Lord, today, let me go before I get to hollering. My God, I said continental. I can let it go, Apostle. God's got continental change for us. Somebody just typed it in. God's got continental change for me. My. I feel that one. Hallelujah. Bless you, Karen. We just give him praise right there. Let's just pause and give him praise. Continental change. My. It's like, well, make of thee a great nation. How can I make a nation out of one person? How can I make a great nation out of one person? It's through one man's obedience that the world will change. Through one man's obedience that the world will change. I'm trying to tell you there's a nation on the inside of you. You think you're talking about a song, you're talking about a sermon, but God's got a nation inside of you. Hallelujah. God's got a nation inside of you. He said, I want to bless you and make your name great. Not your gift, not your talent. I'm going to make your name great. Which meaning when your talent is gone, done, changed, and you can no longer use it, I'll cause your name to be great. And thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you. Listen, let me tell some of y'all something. Listen, stop worrying about folk who try and do you wrong. That ain't none of your business. That ain't none of your business. Keep it moving. Don't worry about them. Don't try to change them. Don't try to convince them to do you right. Don't try to convince them of that what you're doing is of God and that you don't try to convince them of your intentions. They ain't none of your business. None of your business. You do what God told you to do. He said, I'll curse them that curse you. And I will bless them that bless you. I'm just simply trying to tell somebody you got your focus on the wrong thing. God's going to take care of your haters and your promoters. You just be obedient. I just came tonight. I promise you I'm done. I came on tonight just to remind somebody God's about to shift your environment. God's got continental blessings, continental change for you. God's got continental change for you. He's got monumental change in store for you. Thank you, Lord. And yes, it's going to hurt. Yes, it's going to be uncomfortable. Yes, it's going to cause you to reevaluate some things. Can I talk about me? I'll tell you the truth. Maybe about 3 weeks ago, I had a breakdown. And I said breakdown, I mean I cried my eyes out. Because I was in a place and that I felt I needed a certain thing, a certain things. And what it caused me to do, Evangelist Margo, was it caused me to reevaluate my surroundings. It did. When I got done recognizing what my problem was, I then had to then reevaluate my choices. Before I could blame the people around me, I then had to reevaluate my choices. And in reevaluating my choices, I knew I needed change. And in that, Sylvia, family, I then had to realize and recognize, oh, man, that I had broke some promises to myself. Because sometimes for some of us, the hardest problem in our lives is keeping the promise you made to yourself. Y'all, I got to go. I didn't plan on going here today. Many of us, our change lies in the promise you made to yourself. How about you do what you told yourself you're going to do? How about keep your vow to yourself? How about keep your promise to yourself? How about honor what you told yourself you would do? My number's going down now. So I had to quickly realize that I had made myself some promises that I was not keeping. I then had to apologize to myself. I then had to forgive myself. Because I had allowed Antoine to get away from things that Antoine told himself that he would do. I had allowed some things to happen that Antoine told himself that he would not do. It's easy sometimes to keep your word to other people because sometimes those things aren't challenging. Those things don't require consistency. But see, keeping a promise to yourself requires that you monitor your actions on a consistent basis. Because you'll fall back into a rut or back into the routine of old, and nobody's going to say anything to you but you. When you tell yourself, I am going to keep the promise to myself, then you hold yourself accountable. And when you begin to hold yourself accountable, it is easier then for you to hold the people in your life accountable for the things that they represent and the things they bring to the table and for the actions they have towards you and the attitudes they have for you. That's it, Evangelist Margot. Sometimes we have to forgive ourselves for being lost in the sauce because we got a routine of bills and family and this and that, and we lost focus on what we said to ourselves. We don't hold ourselves accountable. We don't tell ourselves, no, homie, that ain't what you're supposed to be doing. No, big homie, that ain't what we said. That ain't what we promised. That ain't what we're supposed to be doing. This ain't where we're supposed to be. This ain't what we're supposed to be doing. This ain't what we're supposed to have. This ain't what we're supposed to be feeling. No, no, no. Even when it comes to your emotions, hold yourself accountable. Let God shift your inner environment. You got to get out of the routine of yourself. Get out of the routine within yourself. Some of you look back on what you told yourself as a child or a teenager or as a young adult. You're so far away from that, it's not even funny. You can't even find that dream. You can't find that thought. You can't even find that aspiration anymore. Because you're so far away from that. I was on the truck, I believe it was yesterday, and I began to sing that song that says, might as well think big. Why should any thought be small? I might as well think big if I'm going to think at all. I began to sing that to my 40-year-old, no baby, teenage child, college child, adult children having self. I had to remind myself, I got to think big. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with thinking big as an adult, as a grandparent, as a parent, as an empty nester. I might as well think big. Why should any thought be small? I might as well think big if I'm going to think at all. Potential and confidence will lead to success if I trust in God and believe in myself. We won't think outside the box because we like our box. We know the parameters of our box. We know the dimensions of our box. And anything that causes us to be challenged, thank you, Lord, I hear you talking. We're not living in faith. We're living in comfort. My dad would always say, take the roof off, God. I'm closing, y'all. I'm done. I'm over my time. Let God change your environment. You don't forget, if you don't remember anything else I said to you tonight, remember that God has continental change for you. And keep the promise you made yourself. Father, we give you praise and honor tonight. We give you glory. Father, wherever our voice may be heard, I pray, oh God, that we live up to the challenge, not of yesterday, but Father, but of the challenge of today. Father, I pray that we remove the shackles that we put on ourselves. the boundaries and the barriers that we put on ourselves, the limits that we put on ourselves, and the limits that we put on you. Father, I pray that there be a fire, Father, an ambition as never before in our lives to do, to go, to get, to receive, to hear, to see, to get back to the place where we're looking for the eyes haven't seen and the ears haven't heard section of our lives. Forgive us, oh God, for being comfortable. Forgive us for being lazy. Forgive us for being lethargic. We want everything that you have for us, every experience, every challenge, every change, every upgrade that you have for us. We give you praise in advance for challenges, for changes. Father, forgive us for not keeping the words to ourselves, keeping promise to ourselves. And Father, I pray that we have a new love for ourselves, we have a new love for our hearts and our minds, and we love on ourselves in a different way, a better way, a stronger way, a wiser way, a more challenging way. Father, remove the hurt of our past decisions. Remove the scars of past decisions. Remove the scars of ill decisions. Remove the fear from past decisions. Remove the fear of challenge. Remove the fear of new out of our lives, that we may give you honor and glory in every aspect of our lives. Let's give you praise, honor, and glory. You arise, let your enemies be scattered, and the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray tonight. Amen. All right, beloved, I'm gone. I'm out of here. I'm getting ready to hop out this door and go punch on the clock. Pray for me as we hop on the road. Remember, I'm Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky's not your limit. It's too low.
Amen, amen, amen. Prophet, have you gone already?
No, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay, I just want to say, while I was waiting on you to get on the line, I received your message on tonight, because when I was talking earlier, I was talking about a shift, knowing God is doing a shift. And I thank God for the word on tonight, because God had dropped that in my spirit, to know when he's operating. And you have to be ready to shift with the word. You have to be ready to allow him to change your zip code. I thank you so much for waking up and being obedient to what God told you to do, and releasing us. I want to let everyone know that's on the line tonight. The lines are open. Please bless the man of God before he leaves, because we're asking God to strengthen his body, strengthen his mind, just cover him wherever he goes. We're asking God to keep him safe and sound. The lines are open. Please go ahead and bless the man of God.
Wow. There's so much. There's no need to re-preach the message, because he's already preached. So thank you, thank you, thank you for the confirmation about love and focus and so much more. Thank you.
Amen. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to speak to the man of God tonight? God, we thank you for the word that came forth on tonight. We thank you for our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Tune back in on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Monday coming up will be another Monday that God has put forth for us to have a celebration. This will be the fourth Monday. And I'm so sleepy, y'all. Forgive me. Our speaker for this Monday coming up is Minister Margo McCoy. This is the third Monday of the month. Please tune in. Come back on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for our very own apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser, and come back on next Friday and hear what the Word of God will be released at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hand it back to the man of God to give us his final remarks, and then we're going to close the service out and know we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Prophet, you have any final words?
Excuse me, Prophet, before you speak, is it Elder Tony and her husband that's speaking this Sunday?
This Sunday?
This Monday, on the fourth Monday, because didn't Minister Marco just minister this past Monday?
Thank you, Apostle-elect. I'm so tired. Thank you so much for that correction. You all, please forgive me. Yes, Minister Margot spoke on last Monday. That's a correction. That is Mother Toni Montgomery and her husband, Ron Montgomery, will be teaching on family. Okay, it's back in your hands, Prophet.
Okay. Just want to remind us, one of the challenges of change at a certain age is that sometimes your body does not respond to change as it once did.
Yes.
You know, as you get older sometimes, you know, you're used to be up all night and get up and go to work with no problem. But as you get older, you can't do that anymore. Not the way you used to. So therefore, you bump into the challenge of your body not being able to adjust as it once did to change. But that's not too hard for God.
Amen.
Don't you allow your physical condition to change or to hinder you from doing what God is calling you to do in this season.
Amen.
Sometimes we find I'm tired or I'm old now. I can't bounce back like I used to. God didn't ask you that. That ain't God's stilo. That's you. That's what we talk about, crucifying our flesh. You're not allowing your flesh to tell you can't do what God told you can do.
Amen.
I don't know who that's for, but I want to remind us, God is not confined to our physical ailments.
Amen.
Amen.
God knows you had arthritis or rheumatism or a bad knee. He knows you had back surgery. He knows all of that. When he called you, he also knew the challenges that you would be faced when he ordered change for you in your life.
Yeah.
So don't tell the, my God, I hear you, Holy Ghost, don't tell the manufacturer what you cannot do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. He knows the blueprint of your life. My God today. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said God knows the blueprint of how you function. Don't you dare limit him on his creation.
Yeah.
Father, we give you praise tonight. We give you honor and glory. Father, calls us to be in a place where we realize our condition is not our conclusion. For this we give you praise and honor and glory that you saw enough in us.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. That you won't leave us where we are. As the songwriter said, that you didn't bring us this far just to leave us. And you didn't teach us to swim, let us drown. And you didn't build your home in us just to move away.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't lift us up. Hallelujah, just to let us down.
Okay.
And so, Father, we dare not sit down on your ability. We dare not rest on your promise.
Yes, God.
But we will accept the challenge.
Yes, God.
We will give you praise, honor, and glory in the challenge. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, I receive it. Thank you. Amen. Good night, everyone.